And you know, and one thing that I found out, and I found out from Boss Hogg, because he posted it in the chat, but had the 49ers made it to the Super Bowl, what was it, last year or
Yeah.
whatever, Shanahan was going to give Rivers a call to start the Super Bowl. You know what? That right there, just the sentiment, that is such a class act by realizing what a contribution Philip Rivers made to pro football.
Hold on, so he was gonna give, hold on, Shanahan for the 49ers?
Kyle Shanahan, yes, sir.
And what, if they would have won the Super Bowl, he would have got a ring?
Well, yeah, because Shanahan was going to give him a spot on the 49ers.
Now, are you serious? I mean, is this, I haven't heard this, so.
Hey, I heard it from Boss Hogg, and you don't argue with the guru.
Guru think they going to the Super Bowl this year, man.
Who is that, the 49ers?
No, the Washington football team.
No. No, he. I think he thinks that. Well, now he said on the show on Sunday that he thinks that Washington will have a top five defense, but he couldn't really seriously think that the Washington Commanders were going to make the Super Bowl this year.
You never know.
Brother, come,
Hey,
Nemo.
he probably he think they, I mean,
Debo.
anything, any, hey, Kevin Garnett said it. Anything is possible.
Okay, yeah, that's Kevin Garnett. Okay, and he plays basketball. Okay, we're talking about football. About the only team that the Washington Commanders are better than is the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, bro, you got the Eagles. That I mean, they're looking decent. Because I'll tell you what, Jalen Hurts, that man gonna come back with a chip on his shoulder this year. Watch. That chip gonna be so big, and he gonna look at everybody and be like, "I dare you to knock it off." The Eagles, the Philadelphia Eagles, are gonna be a scary team because they are a dark horse team. Nobody is talking about them. Telling you this right now. That is a team that everybody is not paying attention to. They're going to wind up coming up behind some people and smacking them in the mouth. Watch. The other team, and really and honestly, Washington might actually be a little bit better than them, and that's the Giants.
You know what? Giants to me is another wild card. I think the Giants caught a lot of people by surprise last year. I don't know if they were expecting to be, you know, a playoff team, but they did get off to a very, very hot start at the beginning of the season. They played some games. They were competitive. You know, new head coach, new system. They were good. And defensively, they were, you know, very good. they caught some teams off guard. So this year they're going to have to come out and duplicate that performance and make sure that, you know, they improve in some areas. You know, even though they had Saquon Barkley, they could have been a better running team. And Daniel Jones has to continue to play football with, you know, made the Giants, you know, pony up some money and pay him. I like Daniel Jones. I liked him coming out. I liked him coming out of college. And he's, you know, he's been average at times, slightly above average quarterback in this league. He's won games, and he might be one of the next to a Lamar Jackson. He probably is one of the most athletic quarterbacks in the NFL. And yeah, I said Lamar Jackson. You watch Daniel Jones play. Dude is athletic, and he can run. He can really put pressure on the defense with his legs. But he's smart about it. He doesn't take the big hits. He know when to get down. He know when to get out of bounds. You know, he's he has a good arm. You know, I think he was really good last year.
Yeah, but I do want to bring up one thing with that whole Giants situation. Their number one offensive weapon is pretty much there on a Band-Aid deal. That deal for Saquon Barkley was just enough to convince him to come back for this year.
Yeah.
Debo, look, the Giants, if they do not get it figured out, they're going to lose Barkley.
Oh yeah,
and then that whole little offensive scheme that they got going on over there, because if you look, most of that offense runs through Barkley, regardless if it's a play action pass, if it's this or if it's that, and look, yes, the NFL is pass first, but I'll tell you what, if you don't have a threat running back, that play-action pass that they're running out there with the Giants and everything and all that, it won't work. So the Giants, for Daniel Jones' sake, the Giants better get it figured out with Barkley and get it figured out quick, because after this year, if Barkley leaves, Daniel Jones is going to be in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Barkley, and this is going to transition into, you know, a debate that I've been having as far as the running back position. If these guys hold out, I'm in their corner, because what we see around the league is these owners devaluing the position to where the best players at that position are not even getting paid anymore. And to me, that's a problem. Like Barkley, what's your boy name from Tennessee?
Dalvin Cook.
Derrick Henry.
Yep.
These dudes are 1A, 1B, 1C in football. You got Jonathan Taylor and Indy, who just requested a trade out of Indianapolis. So, I don't know Yeah. So what I don't know is, well, what I do know is Barkley is probably one of the five best players in all of football. You know, running, receiving, all of that. Nobody's better than him at that stuff. So to just pay him running back money when he was your, what, second or third leading receiver. And I think he had the most receptions in the NFL from a running back. Had games where he, you know, rushed it for 100 yards and caught it for 100 yards. I mean, that type of dude, you have to pay. You have to pay. But the league has devalued the position, and now these running backs are getting pennies. I just don't think it's fair to the backs. And all these teams, you always want to have a running game, but you don't want to pay for the top tier, you know, player.
Yep. Well, you know, the thing is the way that the NFL has been changing the rules and everything and all that, it's been to primarily benefit the quarterback. Yep. And don't get me wrong. Some of the rules that they've come out with, some of the safety precautions, I am all for. I really am. There are some hits that they've outlawed and that they banned that should have been banned a long time ago. Okay, yes. I love a good defensive hit just as much as the next person. But these late hits where the player is clearly on the ground and you see these people just diving at them like Superman and everything like that when they're already down just to make a point, and now they're getting a hefty penalty. Yes, I am all for that because there is no need for it. If you're good enough to hit the quarterback, hit him while the play's still going, not after he's down. Okay, but then again, there are some rules where it's like, man, that come on, like this for one, what they're calling on pass interference now. And stuff like that. It's completely ridiculous. This whole roughing the QB calls and stuff like that are complete bullcrap too. Okay, like I said, there's a lot of plays that should be banned and all that have gotten banned that I'm all for, but there's a whole lot of plays that are being flagged that, I'm sorry, to me, it's a good clean hit, it's good clean football, and you're taking that aspect out. And you know what? No, I'm not for that. Football is a gladiator sport, but let's put it out there like it is. It's a gladiator sport, and you all trying to turn it into flag football. Somebody want to watch flag football? Go start the United Flag Football League and all that and have some flag football. You know what? Shoot. Have it during the summertime. I'll watch it. But when I want to watch football, pads, helmets, the whole nine yards, I don't want to see flag football. I want to see football. Plain, pure, and simple.
All right. I agree. With you 100%. We just want to see football and not all the other nonsense and stuff that goes on.
Well, like I said, on Sunday, our that commissioner of the NFL,
trash.
He might not be commissioner for long because I think he done stepped on his foot with a pair of golf cleats.
Dang.
So, I mean, I don't know, man.
Yeah, man.
So what else is on your mind?
Shoot, bro. Too much to get through one show with. I'm gonna need about six.
All right.
I'm gonna need about six shows.
Well, we got two shows a week. So, you know, whatever we don't get to tonight, just make some notes on your little pad and everything, and we'll get to that on Sunday.
All righty. So, 11. We got a few more minutes, probably about 20
more. All right.
20 more minutes.
All right. Hit me with something else, Debo.
Okay. I got you. Hold on. Oh, yeah. The Rays win? Nope, they lost. Crap. Man, still can't remember that topic that I was wanting to get into earlier. So we'll stay on some NFL talk here as far as hold on. I got a question for you. This is about your favorite, you and Boss Hall favorite player.
Yeah, who's that?
Kirk Cousins. What's your thoughts on the Vikings?
Well, man. Honestly, they need to get over that hump. Look, Kirk Cousins, I like him and everything and all that. Like I said, been a big supporter of his since he came out of college. Still a supporter of his, still like the guy. But KC8. Bro, let me talk to you for a minute. Got to get over that hump. You, man, you, bro, you have got to get into the Super Bowl. Because I'll tell you what, you don't get into a Super Bowl before it's time to start talking about your next contract. You're going to be talking to you about your next contract to somebody other than the Vikings. Because they're going to move on. Yeah, there has been a lot of games where the defense, where that Vikings defense has kind of let you down.
Yeah,
I'm on record with saying that, but man, dude, you got arguably one of the best receivers in the league, if not the best receiver, in Mr. Jefferson. Man, like, Kirk Cousins, man, bro, you got to figure this out. And it's not just Kirk Cousins, that Viking organization. Y'all need to figure this out. Because you all got way too much talent on that squad to be a wild card or a one-and-done playoff team. Like, I don't get that at all. You guys should be doing better than that. I mean, you guys should at least be, I mean, if not second-round NFC championship type stuff. But, yeah, no, Vikings, they got to do something quick. Like within the next 1 or 2 years.
Well, it's almost, the door's almost closing on them, brother. It's almost closing on them.
So, what do you think of the Vikings?
I think they, you know, every year they show flashes of what they could possibly be if everything's clicking on the right, you know, in the right direction. You know, I think they, you know, were well balanced. I don't know what they're gonna look like, you know, minus, you know, Cook, but he was an important piece to the puzzle for them, and it's going to take some time for them to get that chemistry and things that they need from his spot with him not being there anymore. So, yeah, so I think they're right there, man. But the window is closing. It's closing.
Yeah. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Is there any head coach in the NFL right now that you think is on the hot seat going into this season?
Hot seat. That's a tough one, man. Let me think. Maybe Cliff Kingsbury. Yeah, I don't. That one is a tough one, man. I'm trying to think. No. What you think? We got.
Well,
What you think about? We talking about the Vikings, and then what you think about the progress of Detroit?
Man,
because they're going to be another one of those sleepers in that division, and they proved it last year.
I went on record with this when they hired him.
I like Campbell too, Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell, folks. That is a football player right there.
He wears emotions on his sleeves.
Man, Dan Campbell is probably the guy that if Bill Cowher and Mike Ditka had a kid together.
Okay.
That is Dan Campbell. You remember that movie Twins, right?
Yeah.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito. You remember that movie, right?
Which movie?
Twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Okay, you remember how the mom got pregnant? They took all that DNA and genes from all these people, mm-hmm. and they impregnated the mom and all that. Well, shoot, honestly, that's very well what could have happened with Dan Campbell, because the man reminds me of Mike Ditka and Bill Cowher all rolled into one. The man has been around the league. He has been an assistant coach. Matter of fact, when he was on the Dolphins team and Joe Philbin got fired, I said he should have taken over that team then, because he was ready then. I'm happy he's getting his shot. The Detroit Lions, yes, they are a sleeper. And really, truthfully, and honestly, the only team that I see that is better than them is the Vikings. And it's not by much. Chicago, Green Bay, nah. The Packers, love your guys' passion and all that, but you guys are going to take a little bit of a tumble. Bears, man, best of luck to you. I don't know, but no, Detroit Lions, yes, they are a dark horse team. Am I saying playoffs this year? Not exactly. If they don't make the playoffs, I won't be surprised. If they do make the playoffs, I won't be surprised. Because Dan Campbell is building something up there. Mark my words. Detroit, please, please, please. Give this man a chance. Give him a chance to put this together, because what he's doing up there is something special, plain, pure, and simple.
Yeah, I did. I agree with you on that.
By the way, you do know that Cliff Kingsbury is not the head coach of the Cardinals anymore, right?
No, I don't. He got fired?
Oh, yeah.
So who's the coach? Yeah, see, that's the trick question. That's the trick question right there. I don't know if he went back. I don't know if he. Yeah, I'm not sure if he made it.
Jonathan Gannon.
Okay, yeah. Yep. Well, let's see what we got. 11:15. Where we at time wise? 31. Yeah, it's about. Yeah, I want to try to keep it to 3. We're a little bit over, but that's okay. But again, ladies and gentlemen, as always. We appreciate everybody for tuning in, listening to the show. We got to get out of here for the night. Hey, we'll be back again Sunday night. Sunday will be just NFL focus only. You know, maybe we'll discuss something else, but maybe not. But it is oriented for football, so if you got any questions, just make sure you jot them down. Or you can send your questions over to us at Rat Pack Sports. We'll answer you back. Or we'll just read the question out loud here on the, live on the air. So, with that being said, it's about that time. And we're going to get out here ourselves.
You okay over there?
No, I was just thinking about something real quick. I just had one of the moments, so I was just thinking out loud, it stopped me in my tracks. So, yeah, I'm still trying to figure out that the other article that I was talking about with the college football player. I'm not gonna get into it because I wanna discuss that topic as a whole topic.
Well,
so I got the rest of this week to find it, but
okay.
I bet you about once we get off the air, it'll probably pop up, and then I'll be like, see, that's some bull.
Well, you know what? If it pops up, just put it into the chat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I'm putting it in there because you got when you see it, you're going to be like, what? I mean,
okay.
It's one of them type of articles where it's just, you're like, really? Did that really? Nah, I don't believe that. But that's what it is. So, we gonna get out of here. And if you want to download our podcast, head over to Podbean or RatPackSports.com. You can download it directly from those two sources. If you're on another app, just check it and see if you can download it. If not, you can stream it. You can run back. You can listen to previous shows. You can listen to tonight's show. We do replay them on the station as well. So if you missed tonight, you can always check out the replay throughout the week. So, with that being said, man, I mean, first Wednesday night show. And we get a little rusty, but we'll figure it out. and we will get it back. We will get the groove back. And hopefully next week we can have Nicholas Lane on with us. Boss Hawk, Sean Naylor. We got to get the guy on here as well for, you know, fantasy football talk. So with that being said, for myself, everybody at the Rat Pack, appreciate William Graves for coming on with me tonight. And we'll catch everybody Sunday night, same place, 9 o'clock to 11. We will see you next time. Until then, take care, and I will see you. Peace.